Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Today, survivors of institutional abuse in Northern Ireland received a long-awaited public apology at Stormont. The apology is one of the recommendations from Sir Anthony Hart's report, which revealed shocking levels of sexual, physical and emotional abuse from 1922 to 1995. Stormont ministers, as well as representatives from religious orders, were at the assembly, including Sister Cornelia Walsh from the Sisters of Nazareth Houses in Belfast and Derry.
On hearing your heartfelt message to us, we listened to your experiences and have heard your stories. There are no acceptable excuses. We are sorry.
We acknowledge that punishments in these years could be excessive, and that at times abuse came from sisters, lay staff members, and other young people who were resident at that time in Middletown. We are indeed sorry for this.
The practice of changing names on admission represented poor practice and should not have happened. We accept this was a source of distress and confusion for those affected. And for this, we offer you our sincere apology.
That was Sister Cornelia Walsh of the Sisters of Nazareth, along with Uneen Clark from the Sisters of St. Louis and Sister Cauch O'Leary of the Good Shepherd Sisters, all speaking earlier on today. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by John McCourt, who is a survivor of the Sisters of Nazareth and chairperson of Survivors Northwest Group. And John, you're very welcome to the programme this evening. Those clips, just some of what has been said today as part of this long-awaited state apology. What's your reaction to it?
Well, what I can say is the long-awaited state apology hit, I think, every point that it should have hit. The politicians and the appreciation from the people that I brought with me from Derry to Belfast of the politicians' remarks, they really did appreciate it. But the Sisters of Nazareth apology, I mean, I wouldn't even go as far as to say it fell well short of what was expected. If that was supposed to touch the hearts of people and soften the hearts of people, all I can say is it failed, and it failed miserably.
So I suppose maybe to help people understand where you're coming from, could you tell us a little bit about your own story and your experience?
Well, I spent 10 years in Termin back in Derry, which is run by the Sisters of Nazareth. I went there when I was 3 years of age. I came out of it when I was just over 13. And I have two brothers, an older brother and a younger brother. The day we arrived, my younger brother was taken away down a set of steps to the nursery. My older brother was taken in a side door, and I was taken in a front door. I didn't see either of the two of them for 8 years. My name was taken away. Their names were taken away. For 10 years, I was number 10. My older brother was number 48. My younger brother was number 54. And that's what we were. Then we got those numbers because they were the empty coat hooks that were already there. So we were second-hand children in a second-hand, second-hand numbers. And it was cruel. And there was abuse. And there was brutality. And everything else that was outlined was there. And it's all laid out in the Hart report. I still have difficulty. I had a lot of difficulty in the early years. I think I'm beyond that now. And I think part of what helped me get beyond that was actually the inquiry itself. When we were able to lay bare what had happened in these institutions for the world to hear and to see. And as a result of that, I made a decision the day I gave my evidence that I forgive the Sisters of Nazareth and everybody else who was involved in my abuse. Not because I wanted to let them off the hook, but because I needed to free myself. I had a sister that was born just after we went into Termin Baca. I didn't see her until she was 9 years of age. She was a mile and a half away in Derry in the Nazareth house. And, my sister died in 2012. And she never got to give evidence to the inquiry, and I'm glad she wasn't in that room today to to hear what was supposed to have been an apology for the abuse that she received.
What did you need to hear, John, or what did you hope to hear from the sisters today?
I needed what they would say to have empathy. I needed what they would say to touch me in the heart. I needed what they would say to touch the people that have been on this journey for over a decade now, to say, you know, that we believe you, we understand, you know, all of that stuff. And they said the words, but no emotion, no empathy, nothing that reached and touched to soften the heart that they have hardened in so many people over so many years. You know, William Butler Yeats put it right when he said, too long a sacrifice makes a stone of the heart. They made stones of the heart, and today they had the opportunity of turning them back into flesh, and they couldn't do it. They couldn't rise above. I don't know if it was their understanding of what the world was. I mean, they wouldn't even explicitly talk about sexual violence. You know, and that was one of the major issues for children in these institutions.
When I mentioned that we were doing this story, I called it the long-awaited apology, and it is certainly that, isn't it? Many survivors didn't survive today. They aren't alive today to hear what was said.
Yeah. You know, there's a part of me saying I'm actually glad that they weren't in the room, although I wish every one of them was still with us. I looked at a photograph this morning, 40 children outside the Guildhall in Derry, taken on a day out in 1964. I know the names of every one of those children. My two brothers were in that photograph, and I didn't even know who they were. But of the 40 people in that children in that photograph, 10 of them are dead, and 5 of them have died at their own hand. That's the cost of what happened in those institutions.
Well, John, thank you very much for speaking to us today, and I'm very sorry that you didn't hear what you needed to hear today, and it wasn't what you hoped, but thank you for outlining your own story.
We heard it from the politicians. We certainly didn't hear it from the religious orders. But listen, okay. I appreciate your time. Thanks very much.
John McCourt, thank you.